Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 35. We're doing our monthly Going Through the New Previews book. This is the one I hear the most back about from people, so I like doing this one. And it's just basically to give you a rough idea of how I look at the previews, because this is the only way I have to order stuff. You guys look through it and go, oh, that looks cool, where I have to look at and go, how many am I going to order of that? So it's fun to do this. I get a lot of feedback from it, which is good, saying, hey, I'm interested in this, or that looks bad, because I need to hear from you guys, too, because my gut only tells me so much. And a lot of stuff that I think looks bad, you guys like, and a lot of things I think look great, I have a lot of on the shelf. So we'll go around the table here. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. To my left is...
Pat Donnelly, former owner of Time Tunnel Comics and former Pittsburgh Comic employee.
Until that unfortunate incident.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Adam Russell.
Justin Pinto.
Jim Beck.
Jeremy Dan.
Matt Lytle.
Sugar Shane.
And calling in from Cleveland...
At Nick Borelli on Twitter.
The Twitter. Okay, we'll start in the Avenger, or the Marvel book, because that's the easiest way to start. We'll skip the ads and just go right to the actual listings. First one, Avengers versus X-Men Zero. Bendis and Jason Aaron, Frank Cho art.
Rock on, baby.
Rock on.
Yeah, I really like this cover.
It's, yeah, the shading in the background, the lines.
And really one cool thing that intrigues me about this whole cover is Ultron in the middle. He's the only one that just doesn't fit. So,
or maybe he does.
That's the thing. So that's why it's got me a little bit. But I like the etching.
So would he be on the side of the Avengers?
I think that's why he's in the middle.
Very burn hope.
I would say that if he teams up with Danger, he could be, you know...
That would be interesting, oh, sure. Or maybe he'd go against Danger. That would be that battle.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the reason that Cable came back to destroy the Avengers.
There can be only one robot.
And my...
But when is that event? When is that Ultron story taking place? Or
maybe
are we still waiting?
Is that Ultron
okay
story?
Might be leading right in.
Just they teased the one they teased a year ago in the point one, 12.1.
Avengers.
The next greatest event you can't miss.
I missed it?
The other thing is...
It's also the free comic book day coming up. They're reissuing it again.
Oh, right, right. I thought that was the Revenger story.
That's when Bendis got mad at me.
Yeah, he got lippy with you.
Yeah.
Just remember, there's a lot of things you can do with a point.
That's right. Well, this is zero, not point one.
There's a lot of things Bendis can do.
You know why? Because they're going to solicit a 0.1 next month.
I bet they will.
My crazy idea about Hope being this... Phoenix, Scarlet Witch spell.
I think it's coming to life.
I know. I look
she
at that.
She does kind of look like she's being birthed from
yeah
the sky.
Yeah, that was that, a comment was made about that, yes.
Well, it seems like we're going in that direction with...
which means it won't happen.
Children's Crusade. We're going into some sort of, you know, way with that. And then at the end of this last...
at least she's not breastfeeding.
What is it? What was that? The annual. The last New Avengers Rich annual or Avengers annual?
Avengers was the last
Man,
one.
That brought up a little bit of questions about this. So, I don't know. There's little things and issues.
Is Hawkeye on the cover
and
of this? No.
Kind of. He's there. He's behind the Vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next page. Okay. Then we get to choose our team.
yeah, what are we, an Avengers?
I don't know.
Story?
I put a poll on the website, so please vote.
Right now, we're an Avengers or an X-Men
story. Okay, whatever. Whenever I haven't heard anything more about it from Marvel. When I have to vote or what I have to do about this, so whatever the total is on the day I have to vote, that's what we're going to be.
Vote early, vote often.
That is awesome, Nick. Nick has a fantastic Stan Lee. Is that a Toon Tumbler?
Of course.
Yeah, very nice.
Celsius.
Okay. Avengers X Sanction number 4, with two covers that are very different, which confused the heck out of me, but because the one definitely looks like Colossus.
Yeah, the techno-organic virus looks like he took him over his body completely.
Yeah, but he has black hair there, but in the other one he has white hair. Different costumes on Wolverine and Spider-Man, just confusing, but this is, I guess, the big finale leading into Avengers versus X-Men. That they didn't tell us when they started. So.
Well, that makes sense, because Wolverine and Spider-Man's clothes are kind of tattered in one issue, and then they had to change in the
other. Oh, so in that time frame, the techno-organic virus took over the rest of them. Fair enough.
It's great how his leg bends issue like that, too.
Well, it's a variant cover, yeah.
Possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Prelude to Marvel The Avengers 1 and 2. Because nothing sells good like a Avengers or a movie tie-in book, so...
Is that guy in between Tony Stark and Cap supposed to be a Skrull?
It's the Hulk.
It's Banner.
Okay, sorry.
Can't tell he's green. Come on.
Well, I didn't. Hulk I smash. Don't know that he's I know what Mark book? Ruffalo looks like. So.
Chris Yost and Eric Pearson.
See, that's hard, because Chris Yost is a good writer. But
do have any of the Marvel movie books, do they sell? Like, do people who see the movie come in and buy them or anything?
You know, it's hard to tell. Like, when Cap came out, you know, Captain America 1 came out the Wednesday before the movie hit. But I can't say that they bought number one and came back and bought more.
Isn't there a small subset of minis they've done that are set in the movie continuity?
Cap First Vengeance.
But those came out so far before the movie, there was more so that they could have the right. graphic novel on the shelf. So those books came out, you know, 3-4 months.
I don't remember a four movie continuity book.
Not continuity, no.
Movie continuity.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. There were a couple. There's been a bunch of Iron Man.
Iron Man, they did the gap between 1 and 2. They filled with that one book that was late and came out after the movie.
Yeah,
but
it was bad.
Are you marking your Hawkeye turn?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Hawkeye.
You have two. You missed Avengers versus X-Men.
I didn't see him. Okay. Thank you. And here we go. The book of the month, Avengers Assemble number 1. Brian Michael Bendis' swan song on the Avengers.
And get a retailer.
Ding, 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 ding.
This is...
He said to make a ding noise.
This is... you know, he's ending his run, so this is going to be his last Avengers number one, so you know it's got to be good.
For now.
They're facing the brand new Zodiac, which is very exciting.
This book pisses me off.
Oh, come on now. Look, the other good thing I wanted to point out about this, just one sec, is if you don't like the Red Hulk in the regular Avengers book, you can read this one, because this one has the Green Hulk.
Who's
that
not
makes
even
perfect
the Green
sense.
Hulk in Marvel right now? He's in two different people.
No, that's okay. Don't continuity, schmontinuity. Come on, that's silly.
Inconsistencies, it's the Hobgoblin of real minds.
So doesn't matter. Yes,
having a book, a 616 continuity book based on a movie is retarded.
That's your being awful negative. Over.
I'm sorry.
My prediction is this.
But you know what? I'll read it.
Now, what I want to know, more importantly, is which Pittsburgh Comics retailer incentive are you going to get when you order 1,000 copies?
No, I only have to order 500.
Oh, only 500.
But
I think you should get the Hammer of Thor.
Okay.
I do, too.
I would agree.
The other one's lame. It doesn't look like this store.
I mean, surely you can sell 500 copies of...
Now, so the only thing I thought this would be a good idea when I saw it was to hand out at the movie theater, but... You said before you tried that, and we
did. I did that with Thor and Captain America. I had nary a one coupon come back in. So
you had at least one.
I don't remember one.
Yeah, because he came in when I was here.
Oh, okay.
Remember the guy yelled at me for taking off a percentage on the lead figures?
Yeah, whatever.
What did you do that for?
Yeah, I yell so often. Okay. Avengers 24, Norman Osborn, the greatest Avengers villain in the history of Avengers.
That's a...
That looks like Loki.
And he's all powered up. You know, I didn't finish the new Avengers, but somehow Norman is now ultra-powered and more powerful than Luke Cage. So I don't know what happened.
He was stealing their DNA or something.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Is he going to be the Avengers version of Super Skrull?
But is he going to fight the X-Men? That's my question.
He actually took the last of the Infinity Formula again.
Oh, again? Cool. They found one more. It was in the back of the drawer, so they found it.
Yeah, but
he hasn't been marking. You missed at least two Hawkeyes.
Oh, I got that one. No, I'm talking individual books, not just cover variants. Individual books.
Then you got one.
Okay. I mean, you got Avengers 24.1.
Nice well, Avengers 24 has the Dark Hawkeye. Does he count?
I counted him, yes. Okay. Yes. Now, I don't know. Is Hawkeye in Avengers 24.1, though?
That's true.
Hawkeye.
It is the Dark Hawkeye.
Let's discuss our feelings on Hawkeye for a moment.
What are they calling the Dark Hawkeye? What is his name?
Hawkeye.
Black Eye.
Well, I don't think he has like a code name, but he's like Hawkeye's.
Yeah, it's Hawkeye's brother.
Well, what's his name? Isn't his name like Todd or something?
Is it like Trickshot?
Trickshot. Yeah.
I thought Trickshot was the big fat guy who trained Hawkeye
in that old solo event.
Yeah.
Okay.
They called this guy Trickshot.
Yeah, I think he killed Trickshot and took him over.
Yeah, Jim McCann has been doing the Hawkeye minis a lot since Hero.
Trickshot. That's a good name.
Big Shot.
But I think he took the name Trickshot.
That makes sense. What'd you say it was? Better than the fat guy.
Are those the new Hydra costumes in the back?
I don't know.
I think those are the new Hammer costumes in the back. Because remember, Hammer's the big amalgam of Hydra, AIM, Hammer, and... Yeah.
The one at the top, though, has Giant Man antenna.
Yeah, that's what I've been
noticing. I know everything about the...
I think it's a cool team up, though. But I do think they're the Dark Avengers, but I think they're overusing that thing that Osborn uses on spider characters that turns them normal. Like, he gave the pill to Venom, and Venom turned into a black-suited Spider-Man, and then he gave it that big spider from Osborn.
He turned
into a Spider-Man.
Yeah. You ever get to
hey, so no. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I guess.
So I was looking at the bullet points for Avengers 24.1, and it's a Vision story about, which it says is the prelude to the Avengers event of the summer, which to me means whatever's after Avengers versus X-Men.
Which to me means Ultron.
That's what I was thinking. Is Ultron. Avengers versus X-Men going to spin out into Avengers Ultron War?
Didn't we have the Ultron War in Mighty Avengers by Dan Slott?
Because wasn't that what the last point issue, the last Avengers point issue was the one that was about Ultron, right?
The Avengers.
So is he 12.1, 24.1?
Oh,
setting us up for Avengers 36, baby.
Oh, is that when it's finally going to appear?
Big Jocasta.
You're not saying that it's late or anything, but...
Every 12 issues, there will be a point one issue that...
But shouldn't be point, like 12.2 and 36.3.
You know what, you'd think they would have had point two.
And 36.3.
So here's, that would have made a lot of sense. About point ones. Yeah. Aren't point ones supposed to be jumping on titles for that book?
Yes.
So why was the Uncanny X-Force 19.1 of jumping on for a book that's not out yet? Shouldn't that just be the first issue for the new book?
Well, I mean, they've done that before, but I think, you know, the reason...
Slow it down.
No.
Whoa.
Like,
well, the other ones get me are Ghost Eye or Ghost Eye.
Ghost Rider and Ghost Alpha Flight. No, you're absolutely right, but I think they're thinking this would be a better lead-in than Age of Apocalypse 0.1. This will get more orders, if nothing else.
Because
I ordered a lot of them.
You don't like 0.1?
And it's selling great. But not as well as
you don't like 0.1 books.
No, just make it number one.
Now, my question about the whole Ultron thing and this whole Avengers versus X-Men thing, is this the future that Captain America saw when he was coming back after being reborn?
In theory, yes.
Okay.
And Nick is nodding, so I'm going to say Nick says yes.
Yeah, because I'm starting
to... I'm eating pizza, but yes.
Oh, okay. You didn't bring enough for everyone. Nice.
I remember.
You could have some.
Something when he came back. He came back and he saw he two had a vision. Versions of the future. Yeah. One was, you know, horrible, and the other one was him being married. And
are they going to bring the little kids back from the DVD?
The what?
Goodness. The
children. Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened to them. They're all dead or something.
Okay, let's keep moving.
Children, like that future storyline?
Yeah.
It's also Ultron running that, too.
Because it was Kang versus Ultron.
So real quick on the Ultron thing, Nick, do you think the story in Avengers Academy has anything to do with the Ultron War?
I think it might.
I don't know if anybody else reads it. That's Jocasta. Why I asked Nick. Yeah, with Jocasta dying, and she's technically Ultron's daughter, wife.
Well, I like the one we were talking about, I think, before the podcast with Jocasta being on the cover we're about to talk about, Secret Avengers.
Did we do New Avengers yet?
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay.
I skipped ahead.
I just have one comment. That's all.
Awesome art.
Well, awesome art, but since when is Hulk's arm as big as Wolverine?
That's not
Scar.
That's
Scar.
Scar. But still, it doesn't matter.
His arm is always...
Is he 18 feet tall suddenly? Yeah. Did I miss that?
Maybe Wolverine's trunk. Maybe Pym particles.
Okay. Just, but just...
Don't you know when Hulks get mad, they get big?
Well, I understand that.
Hank Pym enlarged Scar. So he could fight Daredevil and Wolverine at the same time.
Oh. Okay. I didn't realize that. Okay. Secret Avengers 24, another Hawkeye. Well, Hawkeye's leadership put to the ultimate test after an Avengers dies. And an event... Well, I'm not talking about... I'm just talking about in the book. I don't care about the cover. But so somebody dies in New Avengers, somebody dies in Secret Avengers.
But is it?
And that's not even... Has nothing to do with fighting the X-Men.
Jeez, might as well just kill them all.
I know.
But you know, we're talking about all this Ultron stuff, and look who's on the cover. Vision, Jocasta, and Danger.
Bunch of robots.
Every time Avengers die, an angel gets its wings.
That's... Ooh.
Oh.
And lots of visions.
Oh. And I just find it funny that Lady Deathstrike...
I thought a kitten died.
What?
I'd like it better if a kitten died.
Do you think Rom Space Knight will be behind all this?
Ooh, that'd be good, but they couldn't use that name. It would have to be some other Space
Written
Knight.
Written by Greg Pak?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just Ron Space Knight.
Oh, could be. Could be. Okay, Avengers Academy.
Guess they're in the Runaways.
I can't say anything about it because I don't read it.
The book's good. I don't know what's going on with Runaways, but I like the current storyline.
If you think about it, it actually is a guest appearance that somewhat makes sense that they moved to the West. Well, yeah, and they moved to the West Coast. So
I think what they're doing in Academy right now is cool. They're introducing some new characters, and they
isn't Hawkeye a teacher?
Yes, he is. He's a faculty member.
That's six so far.
But they have the
we're
white
on page 14, and we are at six issues.
They have the White Tiger's little sister, like is now a character as a student, and the chick from Power Pack.
Yeah, Lightspeed. It's a very enjoyable book. If you like, you know, teenage team books, a la Teen Titans, it's very good and well worth checking out. And the Runaways are always good when they show up, and I think Christos Gage could write them very well. So this is one I'm looking forward to.
What's up with Luke Cage with the lazy eye on the next page?
That's not Luke Cage. That's a scorpion.
That's the new scorpion.
Not a lazy eye. That's a this scar, man.
This is one I had a problem with when I originally read this, but Marvel has since reversed their policy, which made me happy. But this was going to be bagged for the digital code. But no, they've just changed it. They're doing the code a little different way so that they don't have to bag them. Because all of a sudden, looking, all the Ultimate books were going to be bagged on the shelf. And
so how are they doing the code now?
It's going to be a little tab. It says it, but they've changed their policy. It's going to be a thing where you peel off the sticker.
You know, I look at this.
Like when you buy a gift card.
And my thought is, you know, a guy dressing up in a green costume with a tail and calling himself Scorpion is a really silly idea. I'm so glad they've made a much more realistic and...
He's got a Hawkeye tattoo.
Does he have a Hawkeye tattoo? No, he doesn't. Ultimate Comics Ultimates. Hawkeye.
He gets, he's in there.
The Hulk returns. I didn't know he left.
Who reads the Ultimate stuff now?
The numbers are down dramatically.
I even dropped them all, so...
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The first issue sold very, very well.
No comment.
But it has gone down.
You know where he's at? They left him on the island when Hawkeye was trying to save the world or something.
Okay.
I read
it. That was
Ross.
You look at it, you got Bendis, you got Hickman, you got Spencer. It hasn't caught on. I mean, they're falling off the shelves.
To be honest, the reason I dropped the Ultimates is because Hickman tells the same story over and over again. I just didn't care. Ultimate Spider-Man went downhill with Rags or Morales or whatever his name is, Miles.
Miles.
And I figured,
even though it was
that's a little
like,
bit different,
one of the best comics in like
Rags Morales is the artist guy. Well, and X-Men was pretty good, but I decided I was just if I'm going to drop two of the three, I might as well just drop them all, cut the clean slate.
I'm enjoying X-Men. And I'm buying Spider-Man. I read it.
And those Ultimate X covers are just bad.
This current one, I think, is one of the worst I've seen in a long time.
Christina Ricci reaching through her head?
Yeah. Okay, Dark Tower, the novel stuff, I mean, it has its core audience, but I don't really sell any off the shelf.
But is Hawkeye in it?
Hawkeye's not in that, no.
Okay.
The Halo sells okay. The Formic War stuff doesn't sell at all.
It says on those stones that Hawkeye is in this.
Northanger Abbey. I didn't realize it was an actual book. I was very excited when I saw a Jane Austen compilation and it was listed in it. But I still order one for the shelf and
zombies.
There it sits. No. John Carter, I hope the movie's big, but it's not selling well.
There's a
full cover.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, good cover, but...
That's why there's been John Carter stuff for
everywhere. This
years.
Is, what, the fourth John Carter book Marvel's doing? Okay, we get to Spider-Man.
You need new pants. That's
wait a minute.
Cool cover there.
Avenging Spider-Man 5. I guess Hawkeye was only in one issue. He's only in issue 4. Darn it. That'll be
and Greg
team-up.
Land is off the
it's
book.
It's a team-up.
Yeah. It is a team. Well, the first two were Red Hulk, or the first three
two,
were Red Hulk.
Red Hulk.
I didn't read the second one because it came bagged and I couldn't open it.
Red Hulk was in one and two, and I think Hawkeye is 3 and 4.
Okay. Yeah.
The cover looks cool. You're going to need new pants for this one. That's what it says.
Wow.
After this one, not for it.
Hey, Nick, you have a buddy in marketing at Marvel, right?
Couple.
Can you find out who writes this crap that they put in with these solicits?
I'm on it.
Can you get them on the podcast?
I can get one of the guys I know on the podcast easy.
Sweet.
Hey, how does
he mostly does like video and he does that watcher thing, and then he does like photography and video for marketing. But Yeah, we could do that.
I like the Lenny Yu cover on Avengers Spider-Man.
Yeah, no,
it's a definite improvement over Greg Land.
I don't mind Greg Land's art, but I like that. I don't like the cover on the next one.
What are you talking about? That's Giuseppe Camuncoli.
Friend of the podcast.
Well, not really, but
not officially.
We only have one real friend.
Johnny Storm looks porky.
Well, that's because he's trying to hold in his breath.
He can't. He's dying. Again.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, he's dead. How's he on fire? How does he burn in space?
Well, it's not. It's going out. That's why you can see him. Come on, man.
He should have lost the atmosphere a long time ago.
Right, but it's going out.
Oh, this makes sense why they're in space from the last issue of Spider-Man.
Have you read it?
I didn't read it.
Yes.
They were threatened in the space.
Okay, but the important part is the next page.
Yes.
Amazing Spider-Man 682.
What is up with Doc Ock? He looks like...
Preparing for the most amazing year yet.
Did you know why he looks like that?
He has, like, cancer or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, his body's all messed up because he has, strong arms, but the rest of his body's normal. And he's been punched so many different times that, like, every part of his body is just, like, messed up.
I think they did a really good job of explaining that in Iron Man before it all... went down the tubes.
Yeah, I mean, I actually love this Doc Ock story because it's been told in Avengers Academy and Iron Man and Spider-Man and Hulk briefly, like, here and there. And you've seen his machinations. You've seen what he's being putting together, and it looks big.
Yeah. Well, they've been playing this up since, what, before Big Time?
Yeah.
And then throughout many books. So this is, like, one of those Marvel events that they've been, planning for a little while.
Why doesn't he just go see Damien Hellstorm and be like, hey, hook a brother up?
Because they're good friends.
I mean...
It says a star in the Avengers.
Ooh.
A star on the Avengers.
We'll give it a tentative yes.
He's on all the teams.
So what you've been saying, they've actually been seeding a subplot for a long time.
A general question about upcoming storylines in Amazing. Because I stopped... Amazing, right when Spider Island kicked in.
Okay.
And last week somebody said that there's been, and I'd like to know if this is correct because I'll jump on back on the book, that there have been hints or clues that Mephisto's spell is going to be undone. And
well, at the end of Spider Island, he revealed his identity to his girlfriend, and that supposedly undid Doctor Strange's protection spell. So that no one could discover who he was by accident, I guess.
But, so basically, going forward, nothing has retroactively changed. Like, no one suddenly remembered who he was. But now, the way Doctor Strange's spell worked is, if he took his mask off and showed you he was Peter Parker, you'd forget.
Your memory would be fuzzy.
Right.
Except for he did that with the Fantastic Four and they didn't forget.
But they already knew.
Yeah,
they got on his
I'm
case for not
saying the logic is perfect.
Well, that's called editorial control that they don't have.
But something happened, and now if he reveals himself,
and probably
it's actually a kind of funny issue. They had a really funny issue about that because he goes into like the macroverse, which is the universe above us, and there's a statue because they've been there before and they treated them like gods. And there's a statue, and I'm pretty sure they showed it as his face was just blank. And I'm pretty sure that's what they did in the issue. I don't know if Nick knows or not, but
is that when he became the Scientist Supreme?
No, that was Pym.
Yeah, Pym was. Who are you talking about?
Peter Parker.
Oh yeah. He went to the Macroverse too.
And there was a statue up of him. Nobody knew who they were, and. Like, the statue, I'm pretty sure, was blank.
Like this was, there. Yeah. But later in the next issue is when he revealed himself to the FF.
Yeah. But that was a good issue, though.
I do think this Spider-Man storyline, the Doc Ock story... Does the Doc Ock story spin into the Sinister Six, or are they the same story?
They should all be the
same.
Well,
Doc Ock is the same.
He's the leader of it, and he just kind of reformed it recently. So anything that's been reset.
So the Doc Ock story and the Sinister Six story that they've been talking about are one and the same. Gotcha.
When Peter came back from that macroverse, he missed like all kinds of time.
Yeah, and that's when J. Jonah Jameson became mayor.
Mayor, right.
Those were good issues.
That was really good time, right?
So
that was a brand new day.
Big Time was good, and then... Spider Island just lost me.
I think that actually took place. That whole thing where him in the Macroverse was in FF right after Johnny Storm died. Okay. I don't think that was actually in Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
I think. Am I right, Adam?
What? No, that was before that, way before that.
When Johnny Storm died and they went back to the Macroverse, wasn't that in FF?
Oh, that's when he went back there. Yeah, that was in FF.
I didn't know they went back to the Macroverse.
Yeah, in FF they went back. And
sure it wasn't the Microverse?
Well, whatever. Man.
Anyway, so how about Venom? Voices. How about Venom Circle of Four finale? Who's all pumped up for the Venom...
I didn't know it started.
It starts in February. There's basically, a 13.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4.
It's a mini series without a mini series. So every week is going to be another part, but rather than rename it as a mini series, they're doing it as a 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4 within the Venom book.
Yeah, it's a 5-issue mini.
And the whole point of this, Justin, I don't know if you've ever heard of the new Fantastic Four from like the late 80s, early 90s. It was Hulk, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Ghost Rider. They basically, for three issues, they subbed in for the Fantastic Four, so obviously you can see this is a riff on that.
My problem with something like this is it's a weekly book, a weekly event. So if I miss on the first one, I've already eaten it because I've already had my orders in.
To be
for
honest,
all the subsequent books.
I mean, just
with this, I would just order Venom numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, and just if you get it wrong, then over-order the trade because it'll be out in 2 months.
I'm more worried about over-ordering than under-ordering.
I was trying to be nice.
One thing about it is it does look like Tony Moore is coming back to do some of the art. I don't think he's been on the book since issue like 2 or 3.
I thought he came back after Spider Island tie-ins.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I have a love-hate relationship with this book. I keep wanting to drop it because I'm not a big fan of Venom, but I kind of like Rick Remender as a writer, and it's an interesting story. It's not...
To me, it's not even really a Venom book. It's more of a spy book that has Venom in it.
Well, and I like this whole broken-down Flash Thompson. You can just see, as the series has gone along, you can just slowly see him losing bits of himself. You know, and the symbiote is slowly corrupting him and taking him over, even though he still maintains, I can control it, I can stop anytime. You know, it's this nice little addiction analogy wrapped up in the Venom book.
So speaking of symbiotes, how about Carnage USA?
It's out today.
Did you like that segue?
That was nice. I like that. And Scarlet Spider number 3. Yeah, Scarlet Spider number 3. I like number 1. We'll see where it's going.
Is that Kane?
I got it.
That's Kane, yes, okay. Who was healed by anti-venom, so he's no longer scarred. He's no longer dying. Rock. He's now healed, so now he's gone down to Houston to be the Scarlet anti-venom. Spider. Yeah.
He was also the tarantula.
I do like that
after
cover.
Okay. Winter Soldier 3.
Awesome.
Hopefully it's good.
All right, I have a question about Winter Soldier here.
Yes.
When Brubaker created this whole Winter Soldier, the idea was the guy was frozen, and then they'd pull him out for special missions, and he was just like a shadow, a mystery, just a rumor. Now they're saying he got out and he trained people?
There wasn't one.
That's what they're... Yeah, it's not that he trained people, it's that there were multiple Winter Soldiers.
Oh, good, because they made it sound like he was training people. I'm like,
well, I think he might have, but...
But that's honestly like, all they've said.
It just sounds to me like Brubaker going, I have this great idea. No, wait, I had this great idea. Never mind that great idea, which is what he does with every single...
It sounds
single...
like you're referring to the... It was just recent where they showed him training the Black Widow.
Well, I just took that from a previews that I read, because I'm in the loop.
When Bucky would get angry, he would...
I don't remember...
shake his programming and yell and swear at his trainers in English.
Oh, okay.
So then they punish him and wipe his memories, and the little memory they showed with Natasha, he started to break his programming, so they punished him again and threw him in the pit. And
you're talking about Captain Bucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
Hey, look, Dazzler's on the cover of Captain America.
That's not Dazzler, that's Sharon Carter, but my question is Hawkeye in this issue of Captain America?
Probably not.
Probably not.
It's
kind of
cool that this is leading after the Super Soldier book that came out.
Did it?
After the Heroic Age books.
Did those of you who read Cap 5 and Cap 6 the same week?
Same day, man. Back to back.
Did anyone think that it showed improvement?
Yes.
Like with the next story arc?
Yeah. I thought 6 was.
I did too.
Well, the art
6 was better. Yeah.
Well, yes, the art was better because Alan Davis.
But it was like... It almost felt like Hawkeye was, like, helping emo Captain America, like, get over his, like, self-esteem issues after the first arc.
And I just feel like they're mining the 70s, because first you had the Ameridroid, and then you had the Mad Bomb. It's the Serpent Society.
Is he gonna be a werewolf
next?
But yeah,
Capwolf.
Cover, and that's what I think is. It's like Brubaker has done his James Bond version of Captain America, and now we're going into crazy 70s Captain America.
Kirby Captain America.
Yeah, the thing we keep beating on this is not like Brubaker's wheelhouse, but like let's give him credit for trying something new.
Yeah,
I mean it might not work, but
and it's not even. I think that I don't like it. I think that it's so different from what it had been that it's very jarring. If it had been like a totally new creative team, I probably wouldn't have.
You're just saying it's so out of his realm.
Yeah,
so
because you see
spot.
Ed Brubaker and Captain America on the cover, you already have it in your head what this book is supposed to be from what it has been.
The only thing is that, as Matt was saying, though, it is kind of neat though to see something fresh out of him, though,
mm-hmm.
because he hasn't done anything too different. The last thing was just a little too much, I think, for people.
Yeah.
Way too.
Cap writing a
this,
flying
I think,
elephant.
Kind of works because it's if you read the Super Soldier book, which I don't know if you did or not, it had kind of that feeling because he had to figure out something from his past, and all that, and now it's going back into that book.
And if you look at Brubaker's Secret Avengers, it was kind of like a crime noir story in space. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's kind of neat to see him try to do something not in his wheelhouse.
Well, now
which
I'm
wish they'd go back to, but they...
And see
I think they are. I think Remender's bringing back
really
that
hope so,
secret
that was really...
society or serpent society.
So, like, talking about this as a 70s cap, it kind of...
The only thing that worries me, though, if they do this, they go back to what he was doing, they're just going to jump back off of it again once it comes into Avengers versus X-Men. And there's no way for it to tie in. So we're going to be away from that book again.
Maybe Nick Fury's sentient LMD is the one that kills Hope in the future.
That's too much.
Nick just smacked his head.
Okay. Blew our mind.
Okay. And the Infinity Formula.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't you guys poop your pants if I was right?
I really hope
Bishop's behind it all.
That's what it says.
You hope who, Nick?
Bishop is behind it all.
There you go.
Working with the Avengers. Oh, that'd be crazy.
This whole time.
Now, moving on, we're into Thor. Journey into Mystery. Now, it's funny. I had no desire to read Journey into Mystery until I read the article on Bleeding Cool today. And now I'm tempted to go back and grab all these issues and give it a read.
And I will say that I love that article. I don't know that I would necessarily compare it to Sandman. Because the whole point of the article was Rich Johnston was comparing Loki and Journey into Mystery to Sandman as a literary fantasy comic, not saying it was Sandman.
He was saying it was better than Sandman done right,
Sandman
I believe.
Sandman done right. Thank you, Tom Brevoort.
That's kind of a cool cover.
But as I was telling Colin...
Oh, just so you know, Pat, Tom Brevoort said
that
Sleepwalker was Sandman done right.
I remember that quote.
He also said there's a lot of things you can do with a point.
But I was just saying to Colin when I read that article... I've been enjoying the heck out of this book, especially that Christmas issue with the wolves that was referenced in the online article, but I couldn't really articulate why I liked it, and that article did a really good job of highlighting the things. So, it's worth checking out that article, and if based off of that, picking up Journey into Mystery.
Okay, Thor Deviant Saga wrap-up. Another I don't know why they're doing this miniseries.
The Mighty Thor.
I saw three or four.
He's jumping right
Mighty
into
Thor,
it.
Thor versus Tanneris.
Hey, they're already into that.
Is that Thor or Thor?
That must be Thor versus Tanneris.
Or maybe that's a...
Old Mother versus the Norn Queen.
Clone Tanneris. Who knows?
You gotta love that they revealed
Tanneris.
The secret in issue one, but they're still
I don't want to
pretending the secret exists in issue...
That's gonna be one of those things that gets dropped out of continuity, don't worry.
Okay. Now we're into Hulk. Hulk 49. Hulk versus the Eternals. Red Hulk, sorry. Great cover by JRJR. Right,
and
Matt?
Dinosaurs. I don't know.
Do the girls look like little boys?
Well, I can't tell from the cover. Has Red Hulk set in motion the end of the world?
That's a horrible cover.
Well, I doubt it only because of Avengers versus X-Men hasn't started.
But wait, we did discuss the other day whether this book would make it to 50, and it looks like it will.
Yep.
But didn't what's McCall just kick the Eternals' butt? Oh, that was a Celestial. Sorry.
Yes, yes. No, that was in the X-Men.
That book's had its moments. There have been some issues where it was a really good book.
I know you said a lot of people bailed on it during that Arabian storyline.
Yeah.
Hawk of Arabia.
That costed a lot of. Although we got a lot of great movie titles.
Yeah, I'm glad I missed the last 9 months. You know,
I like him
in a bit. Incredible Hulk. We'll see the new one. Number 4 just came out today. I'm not sold on it yet. Only it seems like not a whole lot has happened in these first 3 issues.
Is this the first post Sylvester
issue? No, that was the one today. Well, the one today was. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So we'll see where this is going. And now Fantastic Four, FF16 and Fantastic Four 604.
Can I mention this book?
Please, because I haven't been reading it. Oh, the epic conclusion of our 3-year story.
I actually got to read into this book a little more. I still don't like the art or anything. I just... Yeah.
It was good on She-Hulk.
I just don't like it because it makes it really hard, especially since all these kids are wearing the same clothes, to know which character is who and who's talking. They just don't he doesn't do a very good job of making them look any different. Sometimes they make them different. Like, I was looking at one, and he had a different hairstyle in one panel than he had in another panel.
And the panels were right next to each other.
Well, it's just kind of funny that they printed them kind of backwards, only because Fantastic Four is part 4, the epic conclusion of our 3-year story, and then 16's the epilogue. Yeah. So just
do we know whether Hickman is continuing after the end of his epic?
No idea.
But I have to say, though, that the story in FF wasn't a bad story. So it isn't bad.
It was confusing as all heck.
Of FF?
It's extra sized.
FF, yeah. It's like there's 72 different Reeds and 16 Doctor Dooms, and Valeria's good, and then she's bad.
I'm talking about the new
beginning.
Could
be a crisis developing there.
From the last 2 issues.
Like Fantastic Four.
No, FF is a new, like it has the Future Foundation. It's a brand new story from where they left off in the old FF. It's kind of different.
I thought the last FF was like the second Reed and them teleporting roofs, or
it is. They teleported the building.
I'm trying to figure
to
this
there,
out.
But it's almost like they're on their own adventure now.
Can we get a Daredevil
2 issues ago.
Punisher,
sure.
But it is a
second
burn
Hogarth cover.
Yeah, this is really a theme. This hatching, you know, this. It's not the same. No, but this is Paulo Rivera doing the cover on this one. But yeah, two very
gorgeous cover.
It is, but they're offering it as a poster in the back, and I'm like, I don't know if I'd want that as a poster.
Especially with Mole Man on it.
But I love the gothic lettering of
it. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
If you stare at that that picture, Hawkeye appears.
Yeah. Like a mind's eye.
Oh, I see it.
You have to stare at it abstractly.
No.
Slowly remove it from your face.
Okay, but Daredevil's been good, so I have high hopes for this.
It's been on several lists of Book of the Year.
Rivera does a lot of 3D work, it seems. I was looking at his Twitter photos, and he has a lot of like 3D stuff, which kind of looks like this.
Find the 3D glasses, and watch your Hawkeye pops out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, not that. I mean, actual dimension.
Like. Okay. Captain America and Bucky, that's what they just revealed today, that Cullen Bunn is taking it over and making it Captain America and Hawkeye.
Check.
Is Frank Avila going the way of Brubaker and Andrako?
I don't know if they said who's doing it, but I don't remember if they said who's doing it. So
I like that book. It's been like...
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even... don't get this book. I'm sorry, guys. Because Francesco Francavilla will melt your face off with the awesomeness of comics.
That is...
I don't know if I can in good conscience actually sell that book.
I think they wheeled in Stan Lee right there.
Yeah. First they forced me to get new pants, now they're melting my face off? Yeah. What is that?
Punisher's been doing okay. It's
the end of.
It's a slow burn.
I think the last issue was the end of the last arc, right? Or the first arc.
Yeah. It's been very good, but definitely a more of a slow burn.
Because there was a neat twist last week when you find out the one cop really hates the Punisher, and you find out why. But then you find out he knows his partner is feeding the Punisher information.
Oh, cool!
It's like,
and the partner doesn't, the other guy doesn't know all this till the end of the issue.
Yeah,
he's been doing a very good job of telling like a story within an issue, but at the same time there's a much bigger, more layered story that he's really telling.
Okay.
It's good sequential storytelling.
Iron Man. It was funny. We were talking last week about one of the problems with Iron Man is he doesn't have a good rogues gallery.
What is that thing?
That I don't know.
That's a rogues gallery.
It doesn't say. But one thing I thought about, it was funny. Gallery. When I saw the cover of the new of number 4 of Uncanny X-Men, and it had the Phalanx on it, I'm like, now there's a perfect Iron Man bad guy. Why don't you know? Why not? You know, I don't want to say Acts of Vengeance again, but why not switch him up if you're having trouble? You know, like again, he's fighting the Mandarin. You know, not exactly original.
He's called out for his actions in Fear Itself.
Right. Well, that's at the AA meeting with Splitlip.
Splitlip's my hero, man. He's okay. My favorite Marvel character.
But just, I was thinking, I'm like, that would be perfect. That would be.
Is that Detroit Steel Mark II?
Doesn't say.
I'd love it if Marvel would do that. Not a big event.
Yeah.
Say to the writers at a summit, just say, look, guys, for a couple months, mix it up. And just see what you can do that turns out interesting. You know, get some different villains against different heroes.
Acts of Vengeance 2?
Yeah. Well, no, but it doesn't have to be big. Yeah, it could just be, you know, bring it in.
Like a company plan.
But if you think about it in real, like, okay, let's put on the comics are real because we're supposed to have that sort of disbelief, right? Is it really like the Scorpion's only going to do crime when Spider-Man's available to stop him?
Right.
Like, I mean.
That was kind of the whole point of Acts of Vengeance.
Yeah. Huh? Might be contractual.
Yeah, maybe, Moon Knight, look at that.
Moon Knight, only I'm laughing because it says, the legendary team of Bendis and Malev bring you this pinnacle moment in the life of Mark Spector, which leads me to believe it's canceled at 12.
I hope not.
I know, you guys have talked it up, but I just found
that
kind of funny.
And that cover's
great. Yeah.
Is it selling well enough?
It's selling okay. I mean, nothing great.
It,
of course, they came out with the shrink wrap hardcover, so I can't read it.
Oh man. Toy Story.
Okay, Toy Story. New original story. Good. It's just a little disappointing. How long has Disney owned Marvel? And this is the first original.
Didn't they have to
Pixar
wait for
item.
The Boom contract
but it's
to
been
run
over
out
for a while?
Oh, has it?
So, I'm just glad we're finally getting something. And I see they're ending two of their kids' books.
Why is Buzz Lightyear walking?
But they also
like
said
sort of
next month
cripple.
They're redoing the kids' stuff, so they're not going away totally.
They're going to have 0.1s.
Battle Scars. Something's revealed.
That
Nick Fury's love child.
Could be.
You're reading this, right?
And Thunderbolts is shedding readers at a very scary pace.
You know what I thought was thinking about when we were talking about making all the jokes about the Infinity Formula? So the rumor about that being Fury's illegitimate kid.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense because Fury's dying now, right? Because he has to keep taking the Infinity Formula to stay alive.
He's going
to
transfer his consciousness into this kid.
Well, no,
isn't it the Infinity Formula? Infinity. Why would he have to keep taking it?
Hope will do it. Sure,
but I think he has to.
Poorly named.
Formula. Yeah, really.
as long as you keep
formula.
Taking the Infinity Formula, you're infinite.
Oh, I see.
But you
were lost saying, the recipe. That's the
you were
worst
saying
thing.
Last week, Matt, that you thought the way the story was reading, if he turns out to be Fury's son, it would make no sense whatsoever, right?
No. I was saying we were talking. I think earlier on it says there.
I don't know. If it,
one thing somebody thought was he was going to be the new Zodiac
or be Scorpion.
But earlier on, somebody. One of these things, they're fighting the new Zodiac. Oh, here
that's
we go.
The Avengers.
The new Avengers, they're fighting the brand new Zodiac.
But that's not real Marvel.
But this is only issue 5.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It is the movie lineup in actual 616 continuity, baby.
Why?
Because that's what Bendis wants to do.
That guy's an idiot.
And the hammer comes down.
Here, folks.
So much for that guest speaker.
Okay, Defenders 4.
That is good.
Michael Lark. That's not a Michael Lark cover, so why does it say Michael Lark art and cover?
It's a Terry Dodson.
That's, I know. Okay.
It says so right there.
I know. So I don't know what's going on with that.
I like
the first two issues of
it. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I didn't read 2 yet.
Look at the copy. It says Matt Fraction writer, Michael Lark art cover.
Cover by Terry Dodson. Yeah. So.
Maybe it's in a variant.
Yeah, I like the first two. I don't know if it's gonna last, but sure.
Okay. Fear Itself, The Fearless.
I'm enjoying it.
I like it. It's good. Colin hates it, but he's
I don't hate it. I just didn't like the idea of it. And sales have
proven you right.
I had plenty of number 1 and 2 on the shelf, even at a dollar now. Ghost Rider 9, final giant-sized issue. Villains for Hire, final regular-sized issue.
That's a shame, because that's an interesting idea. poorly executed.
Yeah, you know, it lost my interest when the puppet master came in and it was shown he was behind everything.
That's because you have no imagination.
Well, I just didn't understand how she's talking to these people unconsciously.
Telepathy, Jesus, how long have you been reading comics?
But she's unconscious. The 12, number 11. Woohoo! Trade of 1 through 6 coming out next week.
Wait, the 12
already? What?
Like number 9 come out or no. 8 or whatever? Yeah, didn't come out.
Yeah, we haven't seen anything yet. Age of Apocalypse number 1. I just finished reading the Uncanny X-Men or Uncanny X-Force .1 that leads into this, and it was good. It's basically the humans are rebelling against the mutants who were trying to kill them all. And I don't know where it's going, because it kind of ended on a weird note.
Yeah, and it was also strange that the .1 introductory issue was written by Remender, but the series will be written by
Laugham. And the prequel in the .1 book was written by Laugham.
Now, do you kind of think that the book itself, the Age of Apocalypse, did itself a service by putting its introductory issue into X-Force? Like, do you think it'll draw enough readers?
I think it needed to when you figure that's one of the, for me, that's my top-selling Marvel book. Mm-hmm. So by doing it that way, would get a lot more interest than if it just came out with, here's Age of Apocalypse 1, that I'd probably,
do you think
I'd order more on a level of X-Men or Legacy than I would have on X-Force.
Do you think you will order heavily on this book?
Like, I'll order based on my sales of the .1.
Gotcha.
Yes,
which
point
right
one
now
haters.
I do, but what else can I base my orders on though?
It was a good point one if you're listening.
Yeah, this is actually a book that the point one could have heard it out of the gate, where a lot of the point ones we deride and the books kind of play out as being not so great.
Well,
whereas this one has the potential to be a really good book, but at this point, a lot of us are so tired of the point one concept that.
The Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Point One launched Venom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the early Point Ones. And then they kind of got off track. Like, I remember the first X-Force Point issue
was
in the middle of a story, didn't make any sense at all.
It was the end of the story before. It was the intro to the story that came out after the first story of the arc.
After the second arc.
I will say. Because
it was the dark, it was kind of leading into the Dark Angel, but it was still like 3 months away. It was.
The point one did help me in the sense as I was on the fence on this series, but I really liked the premise they set up in that point one.
It's David Laugham. You should read it just out of
the
out
two
of
Dockery.
I haven't read any of his stuff since Three Bullets.
Yes. I think this will be a good book.
Yep.
Well, you're not reading Crossed? Caliglia? Ferals?
Okay, we'll move on. Astonishing X-Men. I can't make heads or tail of the book, so.
Marjorie Liu taking over after her run on X-23, so it'll become a romance novel.
With Wolverine.
Gambit.
Sweet. And Armor. Is that Armor?
Yeah.
That's like her book. I think she's contractually obligated.
That's like Karma.
Nah, that's Arma. Armor, I think.
Yeah,
Armor or Karma?
But who's the one with the feathers?
That's Armor. Karma gets
that's
in.
That's that Warbird. Okay. Not Warbird.
But why is she wearing the English flag on her chest?
That's the new Captain Britain.
That's the new Captain. Oh,
no! It's that. It's the Shi'ar protector of Guardian's son that's in the Wolverine and the X-Men.
Okay. Uncanny X-Men 8 and 9. So we're getting two with two different artists. Conclusion of one story, beginning of the other. Hope they don't ship on the same day.
But they're good.
You ever notice how Greg Land does every other issue?
They're both good artists.
Mm-hmm. Have time to get those photo reference things out of the latest Cosmo.
Wonder we got the reference for the pink guy.
That's Tom Brevoort's high school picture.
Cool. There's the hat. Wolverine and the X-Men Alpha and Omega. I got to say, that first issue confused the heck out of me. So.
I liked it. You didn't like that?
I liked it.
The only thing I didn't like, it's just so different than from the tone of the regular book. It was just...
But I think that's
it's
what makes
Brian
it
It's a Brian Wood.
Oh, I know it is, but just...
Through and through.
But I did think his framing sequences outside of that little mini-reality... still read in the same tone of Jason Aaron's. It's just the...
Yeah.
It's like two books in one.
I agree. It's like Quentin Quire pulled Wolverine out of the Jason Aaron world and put him into a typical Brian Wood story.
Exactly. And the stuff that's outside of that reality reads in the same tone as what Jason Aaron's has been, and then the stuff inside reads like Brian
Channel
Wood.
Zero.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Okay, and then regular Wolverine in the X-Men.
That looks amazing, doesn't it?
That looks interesting, yes.
It looks like so much fun.
And yeah, and Wolverine deals with a problem you never thought he'd face. Well,
psoriasis.
I never thought he'd have to face that. You're right.
Exactly.
Is that the Ice Baby?
I don't know. Wolverine 302 and 303.
Can I make fun of that cover?
What a,
sure.
What a generic cover.
Yeah. The big finale of the Hand Yakuza War.
This is going to wrap up Jason Aaron on Wolverine, right?
I don't know.
I hope not. I like Jason Aaron on Wolverine.
Thought I read that.
Uncanny X-Force 23.
Look at that cover. Mm.
But is that X-Force or Excalibur?
That's X-Force.
Well, yeah. Looks like Excalibur to me.
It's Excalibur pose, yeah. Excalibur number one or number two?
Number one, I think.
Number
I see what you're saying, though, because...
Excalibur.
Well, it's got Negan in it, and it's got a Nightcrawler, and then it's got... Who is that Widget. Girl?
That Psylocke is... Megan. Part of the Captain Britain Corps.
Okay.
The trial of Phantom X continues.
Like, Psylocke as the Captain Britain Corps member?
That's what it looks like, because didn't they at the end of Dark Angel, like, when he showed up, they pulled her back, saying she had escaped or something?
Yeah.
So.
It gets into, like, Alan Moore territory. It gets a little weird with Captain Britain sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
I'm just happy to see, what is his name, Widget?
Yeah.
Okay, next page, X-Men. I know, Matt, you're excited. X-Men fight to rescue Jubilee from the hands of her vampire brethren. And they have...
Look, what's in the
bottom? They have... Oh, it's... That's a heck of a long sword she's carrying. That's holy cow, that's a six-footer.
Plus Victor Gishler and his vampires.
Yeah, everybody loves Gishler and his vampires.
Yeah, I'll be dropping that whenever they get back to vampires again.
X-Men Legacy. Another two issues in 1 month.
Exodus.
I love Exodus.
Me too.
What happened to his funky wings? Didn't he have like wings or something?
Yeah, he had that kind of like almost Mr. Sinister-y kind of cape. But that's what he had the last time he showed up with like the random assortment of mutants, including that elephant mutant.
Oh
yeah.
What was his name? It was like...
Mammomax.
Yeah, Mammomax, yeah.
Mammal. Okay, the Ken Dark Wolverine wrapping up and X-23 wrapping up. New Mutants.
Hey, speaking of New Mutants, you X guys can educate me. Is that bad guy from Uncanny X-Men last week? Is that where what's his name comes from?
Warlock?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, Warlock is sort of like an offshoot of the Phalanx.
Okay.
Kinda.
Because what's his race called?
The Magus or whatever.
Yeah, the Magus.
X-Factor 233. Good
awesome.
Stuff. Yeah, it's been a great book. I really hope it doesn't get derailed by AVX.
Yep.
I think it's because they leave him alone.
I think it is because they leave him alone.
Are
exactly.
You, as someone who's been reading and loving Jamie Madrox, are you worried about bringing Havoc and Polaris back?
I was originally, only because they're not so much a superhero team. Really, mm-hmm. The only character that does superhero things is M, and she does it with such attitude and stuff. It's fun that way. I don't know what bringing Havoc and Polaris in is going to do to it.
Well, it says they take the reins. Also, Madrox is not in the cover.
Right. Well, he's lost in time.
Right.
So
I thought he was dead.
No, you got to. Well, read the one that came out today. Sorry.
You ruin it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Or don't read the one that came out.
But, I mean, at least the two characters are ones David is familiar with because they were in the original run.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about them coming back to the book.
X-Club, I read the first one. I haven't read the second one yet. It was interesting. The
second one was weird.
No, okay, great. Generation Hope, don't know where that's going, especially just you got to figure it's got to take a back seat. During AVX or
lead into, yeah. It's got to be a central book to that.
Yeah. Deadpool. Hey, if you didn't know, they're killing him.
We couldn't be that
dead lucky. Means dead.
And they're killing my favorite series.
And they're ending your favorite series.
Because it's not really a Deadpool book.
Well,
it's David Latham and Kyle Baker having fun.
Well, their fun is over. Mark Miller, Lionel Yu, Super Crooks.
I'll read it when it comes out in trade.
Yeah, no offense, Mark, but if your book shipped anywhere on schedule.
When was the last Brilliant? 4 months ago?
5 months. Or hey. No, this one was 5 months late. I don't remember when the last one
Betcha
came
Betcha there's a movie deal.
Oh, there is. Well, today's Brilliant, too, so,
We got some cool mini-mates. Getting into the hardcovers. Do we want to talk about the hardcovers? I guess. Ultimate Spider-Man Omnibus. And this has been out in so many different formats, I don't know why we need an omnibus.
Nick will buy it.
And, you know, two different covers. Which cover's better, I don't know.
They're both kind of eh.
Yeah. Avengers Road to the Avengers. It's all the movie tie-in books in one place.
Bleh.
Bleh. Hey, thank you. Avengers Children's Crusade. Finally, I could read the story.
It's going to read great by itself.
Yeah.
Together.
I think.
That's
what
I've kind of been waiting for.
I would over-order that if I were you.
Well, yeah. The only problem is it's, well, yeah, hopefully it ships at the same time AVX starts.
How much is it?
35
for 248.
But also, it's 1 through 9, plus bad. The one-shot, plus material from Uncanny X-Men 526. I don't know what that means.
What book are you talking about?
Children's Crusade. Oh, wait, I forgot to, okay, well, we only got 8 Hawkeyes.
Because I might
buy that. I'm not going
to count. I might buy that even though it was, I've already read it.
Avengers Assemble, an oral history of Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Seriously?
I can't wait.
Featuring never-before-printed chapters by Brian Michael Bendis.
That was the worst thing.
Would those be the chapters?
Adam's on Twitter berating Bendis right now.
Hey, now. Adam.
He answered you.
Yeah,
I told him I said that I wish they'd keep the movie world out of the comic world. And he said, what are you referring to? So I'm waiting for his answer.
Astonishing X-Men.
How is an oral history printed?
Hey, man.
In a trade paperback format.
Astonishing X-Men, Volume 2. That was a really good book. Avengers Legion of the Unliving. It looks like just kind of random oddball Avengers stories that they decided to print all together for $30.
I'll buy that one.
There's Hawkeye.
I'll order one. Yeah, Hawkeye's in there. Cool. But, hey, speaking of Hawkeye, Avengers Hawkeye Solo Trade and the Avengers West Coast Avengers Assemble Trade, both with Hawkeye making very fantastic poses on the cover. Avengers Mythos Hardcover. Oh, Pat's leaving us.
I need to go pick up the wife.
Oh, fine.
It was fun.
Thanks for coming.
It was fun. I'll do it again. I'll talk to her and let me stay.
Okay.
See you guys.
See ya. Okay, Avengers Mythos hardcover. I don't know. What was that? 5 issues for $25?
Is that the solo? Or is that the Origins one?
Yeah, those are the 4 Origin books.
Well, 2 Mythos books and all the Origins books. Because those Mythos books were art.
I thought there were 5 Origin books.
They're just showing 4. So.
Well, that's just the cover of the trade.
No, 5. Okay.
Wasp, they're not showing the Vision. Okay.
Yeah. I like those books.
Okay. Avengers New Ultimates, Death of Spider-Man trade paperback. Should have been out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Kind of milk the hardcover like DC.
Avengers by Bendis, Heroic Age hardcover with the movie cover.
That's exciting.
Not the final cover.
Yeah, not the final cover. Kree Skrull War hardcover, The Crossing Omnibus. Wasn't that in last month's book?
What's on the cover?
It was
what
is on it.
The Kree Skrull War.
The Crossing?
Yeah.
You better tell him the word. Because as far as I know, he only ordered one for me.
Avengers, these are all old. These are all previous months.
Yeah. That's the movie hype.
Season one.
Who's going to get these season one books? Anybody here?
Nick.
Right here.
My only concern: 136 pages for $25. That's kind of
Marvel's trades.
It's a little thin.
Really,
I'm kind of.
Well, how much? They have really went up.
How much?
25. I'm kind of curious to see what the digital price
Superman
of these would be.
Earth One.
20.
Okay.
That was. It's only $5 more.
But for the same page
next,
count.
Oh, I guess let's skip the page.
It's like Marvel. Trade count is always $5 more for the same.
I kind of like that Daredevil cover.
Superman Earth 1 was pretty friggin' short. I mean, I could read that in a half hour.
Cool cover.
Are they ever doing the Batman Earth 1?
They're still working on it.
They keep rumoring it.
These are books I'd be tempted to actually get digitally because I'm not.
But if you buy it, you get the digital copy.
Don't mention digital.
I didn't say that. I kind of like this one, Spider-Man the Graphic Novels, collecting some graphic novels that have never been in print since. That's actually very intriguing.
Parallel Lives, Hookie. Yeah, those are some good ones.
Yeah.
Now, Shattered Heroes.
Is that sarcasm?
No.
No, those are actually really...
Shattered Heroes, yeah, pass.
Especially as a hardcover.
Well, maybe yeah, it was three $2.99 issues that they're collecting for $20.
Yeah, that's
that seems a little much.
Oh, and point one.
$8
book.
And only
that's not going to make sense.
Only one of them was really that good.
Moving on.
And that's debatable.
Quit hating.
I'm not hating. I'm saying that's $9 in comics.
You got to be more positive. Move
okay.
On.
Deathlok.
Love him.
That was the first book Tom Brevoort ever edited.
I heard that, yes.
What? Just trying to be positive.
But again, here's first my problem with Tom this. This is four issues for $30.
Is this you know who's going to buy it? This guy.
Okay, but four issues for $30.
Is this the one that made...
I know.
That, is this the one that was Dwayne McDuffie's...
Yeah. No, that didn't say Dwayne
McDuffie's.
Yeah,
sure. But it was like his first comics work or one of his
Speaking
first.
Of Dwayne McDuffie, he wrote this new Justice League movie. Yeah. So it must have been like one of his last projects. I didn't know that.
Hey, and this is a Marvel podcast premiere, right now.
Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's actually kind of cool because that's their first appearances.
Is that the one you said you got on?
That one. Now, that one's worth $30. I'd buy two of those if I was buying them.
It's the Spectacular Spider-Man appearances.
You would buy two of those?
Oh. Spider-Man Perceptions. Yeah, don't have any of those books in the quarter box.
I'll be buying that.
Other books I will not be ordering. Fear Itself hardcovers. I mean, Youth in Revolt hardcover.
No.
Spider-Man hardcover. No. Fear Itself Dracula hardcover.
Well, the Spider-Man one was good, but it's probably overpriced.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man one has... The Spider-Man bulk.
Don't lie. As soon as they go on sale for 99 cents, you'll snatch them up.
Yeah, but FF... Yeah, the FF one wasn't very good, and the Worthy was a digital online reprint.
I don't even see the FF.
Journey into Mystery, Fear Itself...
Oh.
Fallout. That's the one that I think that Rich Johnson is talking about being good.
Yeah.
Which one?
This one here. Secret Avengers. That book's collecting all the Ellis stuff. Wolverine, Deadpool,
Ultimate
X-Men number one, or first trade. Uncanny X-Men.
One through four. Elektra, okay. Greg Rucka.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
You'll buy that. You like that cover?
I like Greg Rucka and Elektra.
Penciled by Chuck Austin.
So yeah. I was curious, is that in the Elektra omnibus I have?
Probably.
Does
it have the Bendis Elektra, or is it Frank Miller Elektra?
The only Elektra omnibus I know about was
Fred Miller.
That was the Miller stuff. That
I thought
be
it was
there.
More than that.
No, but it was the Miller...
It was
Elektra Assassin, and...
I don't think this stuff was in there.
I'll buy it.
Secret Warriors, Thunderbolts, with... Abe Lincoln on the cover.
Ben just called you out.
It's great.
Man, I can't even watch the Twitter war. Darn it. Spider-Man Return of Anti-Venom. Venom trade paperback. Holy cow, that seems late.
Right back. You haven't read the book.
In fact, no one has. It doesn't come out till March.
Okay, stuff. Spider-Man and the New Warriors. Oh, yeah.
Do you think... Annihilator's Earthfall effectively killed Marvel Cosmic.
Yes, it has not been well received. Now this
Think
is
about Spider-Man and peep other characters with Avengers versus X-Men. Is Iceman still going to be his amazing friend?
I wondered that myself.
Wait, in regard to what?
Iceman and Spider-Man, they were amazing
they
friends.
They showed a teaser image of them fighting.
Oh, are they fighting? But what about Firestar, then?
She's
a mutant.
She's on the sidelines crying and cradling this lion.
Okay, fair enough. Now, one of the thoughts of the guy from Battle Scars being the new Scorpio is also brought up because...
I want to buy that.
We now have the Wolverine Nick Fury Scorpio. Of course you should. It's Howard Chaykin art, man. It's going to be awesome.
That come out? Was that in one of those?
Written by Archie Goodwin.
Yeah.
Nice.
DeFalco and Howard Chaykin. Art by Chaykin, Buscema, Sean McManus. That should be fun.
Cat Death of the Red Skull trade.
Just for you, Colin. Brian Michael Bendis. Hawkeye is awesome.
What did he comment on that then?
He's in every freaking book.
He just replied to you and Nick. Hawkeye is awesome.
Well, I said I was like, we're going through previews and there's lots of Hawkeye.
Ask him if we'll call it. No.
We already did.
I already did.
Okay, moving on to the big book. Yeah, we'll get a little bit into this.
Oh yeah, because Justin and I can't get cheap bites until 10 o'clock.
Penguin game going on. We get it right now.
Oh, that's right. There is a Penguin game on.
Snap to it.
How are they doing?
Down 1-0.
Okay. Live up. Oh, you're good. I'm not going. Yeah. It's going to be over by the time you guys hear this. Okay, we're moving on to the big book. Start with Dark Horse. BPRD sells to a few people. I wish it sold more. I don't. It's one of those. It's been going on so long. Like, I'd love to get into it, but
there's did Jack Hellboy kill it?
No, I don't.
But it killed Hellboy.
But that one actually sold quite well. Dark Horse doesn't often go into second prints, and they had to go into a second print on that one. This has a Becky Cloonan cover. You should get it.
Nope.
Okay. Hell on Earth, Abe Sapien, all kind of the same family. Buffy still going strong. Hardcover. Interesting. Okay. Angel and Faith, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, number 9. I gotta love a Phil Noto cover. House of Night, I don't know if it ever really found its audience. It did okay, but I'm talking probably about 5 copies of each, so I didn't know what to expect out of it. The Strain's doing well. I guess it's an adapting a book. You didn't even see. Are you getting this?
I know.
It's Laugh 'em.
I know.
Matt's a big Laugh 'em fan.
How much, being that I'm going back to Buffy here, how much does Sarah Michelle Gellar get for having her image in this
probably
book
something, or she got a lump
she's
sum.
She's got to get something, because it's her exact image.
Depends on her contract.
If she were smart, she gets something, but...
Well, you gotta remember, when she signed those initial contracts, they probably didn't think the show was gonna last more than a season.
True.
So. I still don't think it's gonna last more than a season.
What? Oh, okay. No, we're not doing that. Rage More. I'm quite intrigued by this Rage More, only because I'm a big Corbin fan. And just the first line, it rarely do solicits catch me. Most of the time it's blah, blah, blah. But this one I like. A living castle nurtured on pagan blood, harborer to deadly monsters. I went, you know what? That sounds kind of interesting, especially with a Corbin twist. My intro to Corbin was back in the early 80s with Pacific, what was it? Twisted Tales from Pacific Comics, so I like me some Corbin. And this one, I'm intrigued by too. And the Incredible Adventures of Doc Mendonca and Pizza Boy. I don't know why. That one caught my eye.
Nick's trying to work his magic again. We might have a special call in.
I don't know if I could handle another call. Dark Horse presents 10. I know people are excited about this because it has the Brian Wood story in it for the Massive. And then we have Mike Richardson comes to your store. We could cut this out.
What is this?
The Dark Horse presents. Yeah.
I thought it was in number 8.
I think it's 8, 9, and 10.
Oh, but the Massive number 1 would have shipped by
then. No, I think this is the Massive is in this. It says Brian Woods' The Massive finishes up.
Because it's its own book.
Maybe not.
It was solicited as a book.
I don't know.
I'm confused.
I don't know. Empowered, more Empowered. Who doesn't like Empowered?
Me. I haven't read it, so I can't
say. Okay, fair enough. Channel Zero by Brian Wood. We were just talking about that.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I made a list of the things that jumped out in previews to me, and that's the first one that did for me. I have all those trades and issues, and like that was – I really – that's my gateway to Brian Wood.
Okay. And then you see Introduction now by Warren Ellis. I might have them.
Issues or trades?
Trades. I wouldn't have the issues.
You never know downstairs.
No, those came out in 97, so. And it was from probably a small publisher. At that time. Okay, the last Fear Agent trade. Star Wars stuff still going strong. Conan stuff with the new Brian Wood on Conan.
Did you bump your orders for that at all, or are you just going to order Conan numbers?
I probably bumped it a little bit. Conan's one of those really steady books for me. I bumped it a little, hoping to get some new people in, because there's one guy that loves the dark stuff, the Brian Wood stuff. He also likes Northlanders, and he was looking for a new book. I'm like, well, here's an easy one for you. And he just kind of looked at me and went, yeah, it sounds good. Mm-hmm. I love this Milo Manara Erotica Volume 1, not actual cover. Little scary, not knowing what the... because the cover's in the Prevost Adult Supplement. Okay, I'll be looking there for that. Game of Thrones stuff. Come on, Justin.
I looked at it.
What do you want?
This Game of Thrones stuff, it should be more quality than it is. Every time I look at something, I'm always like, that's of good.
Looks Twilight-y.
It's gone leaps and bounds from George R.R. Martin's website when it looked like art projects were done by high school kids and, you know, uploaded to sell. But yeah, it's just, it's too TV show, you know, for me.
Okay, Marvel characters, I haven't heard good things about these, so that's why I'm not too interested in them. Just for $50.
Like quality
wise. Yeah, quality wise. Yeah, the one review I had of it, the guy said it looked like it was gnawed by small animals. That's how it was created. So,
because they're created to have that antique-y.
Yeah, quality. But I mean, even on the side of the thing's leg, you can see the seam. You know, it just. but I love that Peter Parker. I love a Ditko Peter Parker. Okay, moving on. DC. Justice League jumps to the present, so that should be interesting. Although in the text it says, "Who's joined the team since?" And they're all the same people are there. Although it does say it talks about their greatest champion, Steve Trevor. So that intrigues me.
He's that big blue guy in the background.
Yeah, it could be
Steve Trevor.
I have also noticed a lot of people coming into the shop that seem excited about the Shazam backup.
Yeah, and also art by Gene Ha.
Can't
That's
go wrong
fine.
There.
I don't have a complaint with that. Now I do.
But no more Jim Lee.
I feel like I have to make an apology for this.
I called it.
Jim Lee was
DC is its first book is shipping late.
Really?
Next week we're not getting a Justice League. It's coming out the week after. So that's out of 5 months. That's the first book to miss its
all
date.
All downhill from here.
But I just find it interesting that it's the Jim Lee book.
Well, Johnson and Jim Lee resign since they said they would.
I hope they'll take a financial penalty.
Who was it that said that Justice League International was getting better? Is that you?
Did you? Okay, cool.
I think it's getting better.
Aquaman, my only concern with this previous interior art shown, so I don't know what the cover looks like, but Aquaman's been good.
Look at that Cliff Chang.
Yeah, that's
cover.
Nice. And he's back on the inside. I know he missed an issue or two.
Yes.
We haven't seen yet, but in the solicits, but he's back on. And I really don't have a problem with that.
As long as it's not mid-issue, I'm good with it.
Yeah, God, like that Captain America. But yeah, I mean, having a fill-in for one, as long as it keeps the trains on time,
yeah,
I think...
that cover's awesome,
yeah.
Though. See, I wish DC would do posters of that.
They might.
Or at least, like, let me say I want to order this.
Flash has been good. Captain Atom, I'm intrigued by this one, because this one's giving the answers to all the questions it's raised.
You really think Flash has been good?
I didn't read the last one.
I didn't read the last.
I think it's been good.
It's good. I just think it's a little slow.
I'm close to dropping it.
There. Firestorm with the new writer. We'll see where that goes. Green Arrow with a new writer.
Keeping it.
And Ascenti.
DC Universe Presents. I like the Challengers, so I'm interested in that.
Yeah,
and I. No, that's Ryan Sook. Okay. He's not doing the inside. Mr. Terrific is waning. Savage Hawkman is getting a new artist as of number 9.
Looks more savage.
Is that a writer?
I don't remember if it's a new writer.
Is that big? Is that a Static Shock crossover?
That does look like Static
in
Shock
here.
In there. Yeah,
it's
a crossover we've all been waiting for.
I forget the artist's name, but it's an artist who has been on Hawkman before. And
I'm looking at the cover of Action Comics number 1, and Superman's eyes are pointing in two different directions. Sorry.
Looking at the cover of what?
Numbers. Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to push my stuff on everybody.
It's Polybag.
A lot of people didn't like the last action. I was surprised. I liked it a lot.
I thought it was great.
Yeah,
I really liked it.
I didn't like the idea that they were skipping, like, you know, right between the last
three
story,
issues of
but,
prologue.
But
now,
well, but it's going to tie in.
We were discussing this. You didn't like it because you said, "Do we need Superman's origin again?" And I liked it, and Ryan liked it because we read it as Brainiac's origin.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's all on how you look at it, on whether. Yeah. You liked it. But, I mean...
Yeah.
I liked the backup.
Backup was good.
But I liked how it showed Crypto and how Crypto's going to make it.
But how did Crypto live?
It's just the Phantom Zone. It's not, like, airless.
All those dudes were sitting there ready to kill Jor-El and his kid and his wife. You don't think they'd kill his dog?
But, see, I thought the
Crypto, man. It's Crypto.
I thought the whole point of the Phantom Zone is you can't hurt each other inside.
Well, no, because they were saying in the thing, like, come on, we'll kill you and your wife and your kid. Well, if they could do that, they're going to kill his dog.
Oh, they were bodiless.
Yeah, once you got into there. So, yeah, that's why.
What?
They're
like,
bodiless
you don't
in
have
there.
Bodies.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they in John's
they were reaching
action
through
run,
and stuff.
They were coming through.
That's
but
why
yeah,
they were surprised.
Someone with that glove.
They had like a little, like an old building where they could go inside of that and be solid.
Aren't
and that's
you
how
thinking
that
of
Chris
like, maybe. Thinking of Smallville?
Kent. No. In John's action run where they introduced that Chris
that.
Kent,
okay,
Zod's kid.
Huh.
Maybe Crypto just stayed away from that building.
Hallelujah for Superman number 7.
Superman, Keith Giffen, and Dan Jurgens.
Did somebody say that book was good last week, or they said they...
I'm enjoying it.
It came out this week, didn't
I? I didn't like it from the beginning, but it keeps getting better.
Was it last week? It was 2 weeks.
I think it was last week. Who's the artist?
The cover's by Ivan Rice, but Jurgens is taking... Jesus Marino, who's been doing it, is doing the inside.
And I'm betting it's not going to change that much from...
If it's more succinct, I'll be happy.
It might be. Yeah, I mean, that might change.
Yeah. The tone's fine. The story's fine. Just, oh, my Lord.
What, you like that?
Shut up.
I just saw it before.
Superboy, I'm behind on, and Supergirl, I'm behind on, so.
Superboy's been really good.
Really?
Wait, Supergirl, I thought she wore, like, some sort of, like, white pants or something.
No, I think they said those were boots. Bare. That was bare. Those were boots. Really, yeah.
Oh. I'm thinking about dropping all the Scott Lobdell books at this point.
Batman.
That's a cool cover.
That book's horrible.
That is...
That's the worst book.
You just got all your polls canceled, sir.
Yeah.
It's coming out as a combo pack.
You know, and there's been some talk lately.
I'm going to post that on Twitter.
What? Oh, yeah.
Post who said it, too.
Yeah.
There was some talk. They're doing a... They're raising the page count to 40... And they're raising the price a dollar, and they're doing a backup story. And there was some concern that it was going to be a tie-in, but they just announced today that it's different. The detective is going to have a Two-Face tie-in. The Batman's going to have more about the Court of Owls. So it doesn't look like it's a cross between. It's just each issue's getting its own backup.
Yeah, but Greg Capullo didn't know until a customer.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's not writing it. He's not drawing it.
It kind of sounds like what they used to do back in the day with X-Men Classic, like a backstory that it's. Like back matter to the current story, not necessarily something that
fill in the gaps. And,
That's a detective cover I like.
I like. Did you guys like the backup in Detective last week?
Which I didn't read that.
It was about Eli Hugo Strange's kid.
Oh, okay, yes.
Cool.
Yes.
No, I didn't read that one yet.
That was good.
Yeah, my name is Strange.
Okay, Dark Knight.
Yeah, did Eli Strange exist before that, or is that a new character?
Great.
I'm sorry, I'm loving Batwing. I think Batwing has been such a surprise.
And this cover, I mean...
What? Batwing's one of my favorite books now.
Yeah, that last issue was just great.
There's so much...
Now Massacre's coming to Gotham.
I think everyone's coming to Gotham.
Right? Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
Vampires in Gotham.
It's a place to be.
Westerns in Gotham.
That's past
Batman and Robin, this last one I thought was really good, so it'd be interesting to see where this is going.
Well, none of us got to read that yet, so don't spoil it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was good. Birds of Prey, I'm behind on. Batwoman, I'm behind on.
You learned it already.
You aren't missing anything on Bop.
Batwoman's still solid.
Yeah.
Batgirl. Interesting that's giving a different take on the Killing Joke, or a different side, so that's kind of neat that they're incorporating that in.
Yeah.
Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Weaning.
Issue, what was it, number
it's losing
four?
Me.
Issue number
no,
four.
It was very confusing.
Yeah,
where
that,
did this...
That killed a lot of momentum.
Red Hood and the Outlaws cannot be confusing. If you're Red Hood and the Outlaws, you have to be very to the point.
That was great.
Don't make my head hurt.
I enjoyed that, but the last one where all of a sudden there's this green alien attacking her out of the blue. Yeah, that didn't
make
sense.
At first I thought it was like, oh, cool, one a Daemonite thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was like even related to that.
No. Catwoman's been really good. I've really enjoyed that. Nightwing, I think, has been really good.
Nightwing's been awesome.
Any interest in Marvel editors on the podcast?
Which one?
Jordan White.
Well, who that is?
He's good. He does
Jordan D. White or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that got. He gets me into the X Men.
Crack Shot or something like that. He has a Twitter handle. Yeah.
Yeah, he got me into a couple X Men book in the back of the letter columns. But he's down for the show.
Cool.
I'm just I'm adding him up.
Okay. Is Bendis calling in?
It doesn't look good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's almost exclusive with like Word Balloon now.
Oh, fine. Be that way.
I'm pretty sure Adam got blocked on.
Way to go, Adam.
I don't like that guy.
Okay.
He knows. He found
Green Lantern 7. I like the text on this one. The Secret of the Indigo Tribe.
Part
delving
one.
Into that. Yeah.
They teased that a long time ago.
Yeah. Green Lantern Core, the last issue got good. The one before that was really bad.
Nick,
so.
Can you turn yourself down a little bit?
Maybe that's in talk?
No.
Yeah, Green Lantern Core really picked
you're on the
up,
what?
I thought.
iPad?
Oh, we'll stop it. Green Lantern New Guardians, I don't know who this guy is. I'm intrigued. I can't wait. Invictus.
I'm curious because if...
Who are you?
Kyle Rayner is, as the last issue, wasn't a Green Lantern anymore. How don't they recall his ring? Or is it because he's an honor guard and he can go where he wants? But they said he'll no longer be a Green Lantern ever again if he leaves with the Sinestro Corps and everybody else in the last issue.
I don't know. I didn't read the last one. I can't help answers. You.
I'm guessing the next issue hopefully will
see more.
Okay, Red Lanterns. People are dropping.
Yeah.
Well, I was getting that.
Yeah. Swamp Thing. Oh, that last one was so good.
That's a cool cover.
Our people are dropping Justice League Dark.
I like symmetrical cover.
No. Justice League Dark, Rise of the Vampires, Part 1. This kind of makes sense when it's crossing over. It's
well,
good.
If this is Part 1 and I have to read this to get this, I don't know what your numbers are, but I'm going to have to get this to get this, aren't I?
I don't think so, because it's just saying straight off the shocking events of the last issue. Well, it's continuing the story. Maybe.
Part 1, Part 2.
Oh, Justice that's a real crossover.
Yeah, well, yeah, two whole issues.
We're going to need some more of those, I think.
Dan the Die is lying.
Frankenstein, Agent of Shade.
Those J.G. Jones covers, like the one last month that he's... Oh.
Every time we get the new Animal Kingdom cover, I get even more confused.
And it's freaky.
Like, I mean, it is like every time I don't think it can get like any more crazy, it's like,
what that, is going you, on? I don't know if they
no,
can beat
I agree.
That last one with her eating his face on.
Yeah. It's been so good.
It's good.
And there's another good one.
Actually,
I'm
think overall of that, of between that and Swamp Thing, I think that one was my favorite last week, even though Swamp Thing was before. I thought it was a really good issue.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Omek, Trapped Inside the Toledo Zoo. I've been to the Toledo Zoo. And he can't Omek-tivate.
It's like we have a crossover right here.
It is. It's crazy.
That's such a fun book.
Yeah.
You still reading it?
Yeah.
I really liked it, but hard choices had to be made. And Omek got the axe.
Hey, Resurrection Man's in Gotham.
That wasn't a hard choice.
Omek was fun.
Resurrection Man has been getting really good.
Okay, well then I quit after that.
Okay, Demon Knights still moving along. Stormwatch. I thought the last issue of Stormwatch was great. And this is the first Paul Jenkins one. So we'll see where he takes it. But
I'm kind of excited for Paul Jenkins.
Hey, speaking of Stormwatch, though, I was happy to see, and I'm going back a bit, to Green Lantern Corps. Having Martian Manhunter in it, that was kind of a cool.
Yeah, that was very cool.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, no, that was cool. And Grifter got Midnighter and Grifter, who do not have a friendly history.
How do they have any history? Oh, they're both Wildstorm.
Yep. Deathstroke Suicide Squad, interesting, where Harley has gotten the Joker's face and has put it on Deadshot. I kind of like that. It's good.
Didn't they go all the way back to, like, Detective?
Yep.
Yeah, that Suicide Squad story with Harley running amok.
Which they still have came back.
I think that's going to be so much fun.
And Voodoo and the Demonites.
Can I ask a quick Wildstorm question?
No.
Nick, you're on the hook for this one.
The Grifter Midnighter kind of put it into my head. Were all of the Wildstorm books one universe?
Yes.
So like Authority and Gen 13 and Wildcats all existed.
And, in fact, there was some crossover early in with Awesome Studios. Everything Wildstorm was one universe, shared.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Blackhawks, Men of War. I love that cover for All-Star Western.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's when you asked... Oh, no, that's LeDron. Never mind, not Moritat.
Not a big fan of Men of War getting a new writer.
I haven't been reading it, but I like that All-Star Western, or yeah, not All-Star,
that,
Men
I was
of
just
going to
ask
cover.
That. Who here is still enjoying it who's reading it?
Which book?
All-Star Western.
You know what? It didn't even awesome. Dawn on me until right now. That's Victor Cavalt. He's the guy who does Blue Estate. Yeah.
Wait, who's reading Men of War or All-Star Western?
All-Star Western still. I'm still liking it.
It's awesome.
So wait, he's writing?
Yeah.
No, he did the cover. The guy who did the cover for Blue Estates did the cover of Men of War.
I was saying the Men of War cover was really cool.
Sorry, guys.
The Poppy Fields.
Like an interconnected universe where it just stands on its own.
Titans, Hawk and Dove.
Dropped.
Blue Beetle, Static Shock. No. Okay. Legion Lost, Legion of Superheroes.
I can't believe Legion is the last actual issue.
Have you guys noticed that our least favorite DC books have been pushed to the back of the solicits?
I can't imagine that. It's unbelievable.
New Batman original hardcover.
Yay.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Batman Death by Design. Chip Kidd, he's done a couple Batman things, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he usually designs logos, and he is in charge of, like, giant collections of books done outside by Marvel and DC.
He's written two novels that I know of.
Yeah, he's written novels even outside of comic books, but he does, like, I think he's the designer of, like, the All-Star Superman and All-Star Batman logos. Mm-hmm. And he's done a lot of, like, collections of, you know, materials. Like, I have a Batman book that's all, like, the history of Batman done in, like, a creative way, I suppose.
Cool. But, yeah, the solicit for this looked good, where they're redoing the skyline of Gotham and things are going wrong. So that looks good. Justin, got you down for one?
There's a good chance.
Then, okay. Night Force number one.
You gonna get it even though the no Gene Colan?
Yes. But yes.
Well, not.
More. I'm surprised it's not a Vertigo book, but.
I can't believe you passed I'm sorry. Right by oh, Batman I'm sorry. Odyssey Volume 2.
You're right. Batman number Odyssey six. Number 6.
Sorry. Not me. I think that's me.
Not me.
It's in his jacket back there.
I'm sorry, would you like to say something about
No, I actually, we probably should have just skipped over it, but I just couldn't let it go. Okay. But DC. Batman Beyond Unlimited is probably going to be good.
Yeah, I think, how did that sell for
it's
you?
Not, it's not out yet, is it?
No, before that, the Batman Beyond run when they started it up.
Yeah, that's coming back.
Did that sell good for you, though?
It sold okay.
But that's the one they're going to do digital only and then print,
A
summary
yeah.
once a month, right?
Something like that. Thunder Agents, Ray, Huntress. I know you were complaining about that online.
Look at that shade cover.
Although it's previous
terrible.
Variant. That Darwin Cook.
Ray was good. Did you read that?
I did not like the preview, so I did not read it.
Okay, now we're finally bringing out the big boy hardcovers here. Justice League, Batman. I think these are going to sell really, really, really well.
176 paid hardcover, $24.99.
Yeah,
that's true. What was the Marvel hardcover? Like $128.
125, but it's all original content in the other one.
This I guess.
You can't just wave your hand at that. All original content. I mean, when you're putting out a trade or a hardcover of collected material, you've already paid the.
Right, but I'm just saying it's
fees.
50 pages more for the same price.
Yes, but it's 50 pages of pre-published stuff. You don't have to pay the creators as much for reprinted collections as you do for an all original book.
Is this the full Court of Owls book?
Yeah.
So this will be the end.
Should be 1 through 6, yeah. Yeah, Justice League's 1 through 6, Batman's 1 through 6, Green That'll Lantern, sell. Wonder Woman. Yeah, first 6 issues. Actually, these are a little bit less.
Because
those are bigger books.
You'll probably get more of Batman, would get Green Lantern. Yeah.
I like their decision not to go whole hog and hardcover everything.
Right,
They're
yeah, it's only some of it.
Yeah.
Oh, a new Nightfall.
Yeah, new Nightfall, new No Man's Land.
Oh, I'll be getting that.
As near as I can tell, the No Man's Land, the only thing it added was the Azrael issues.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but 512 pages for 30 bucks.
And it combines $2 instead of one.
Yeah, that's value right there.
Those new No Man's Lands are
Superman Secrets of the Fortress of Solitude.
Yes.
Is that like one of those Batman Secrets of the Batcave books that's not really stories and it's like...
Probably not, yeah. Superman 17, Action 241 and 261. Yeah, it looks like it's just random stories about the Fortress of Solitude. Okay, and as one of my customers pointed out, no All-Star Batman Brave and the Bold in this one, so maybe we're not getting any more.
Did you see the Secret Society of Supervillains Volume 2 hardcover includes the canceled comics Cavalcade issue?
Ah.
That was a lot to say all at once.
It was. That was pretty good. Say it again.
We'll have to let Jack know.
Yeah.
No, not that one.
Where's Joe F.?
Oh, the title.
Yeah, the title.
Beyond the Fringe. Hopefully that's good for the Fringe people.
He has a veteran meeting. Joe F.
Saucer Country. Interesting. Paul Cornell and Ryan Kelly. I'm intrigued just because of them on this one.
Really? See, I like Ryan Kelly. Paul Cornell, not so much.
Is it UFOs?
Eh. Yeah, it's definitely UFOs.
Oh,
it's a Vertigo book. And then The Fairest, a spinoff from Fables.
Oh, yeah,
one more. I know you're, like, burning through these wrap-up, but they're doing a showcase of All-Star Squadron. I'd rather have it in color, but that's a pretty cool. I love that book.
Hey, Fables, book 5. This new Deadwardians, this was interesting.
Yeah, these both caught my interest.
I like, and they're doing a free preview of these that's going to be coming out of all. There's four new number ones, and it's a free preview book they're sending out. But I like this, where all the, in Victorian England, all the commoners are becoming zombies, so all the rich decide to become vampires.
Ooh.
It's only an 8 issue. Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, those both looked good. Both. Yeah.
Anybody know who that artist is? Ian J. Culbert. No. I mean, I know it's a Cliff Chang cover.
It's a variant by Cliff Chang.
Yeah, that's not a Cliff Chang cover.
No, that's not just a guy that has a similar style, I think.
Yeah, it's Voodoo Child, and then I thought there were two more.
I thought there were
four altogether. Maybe it's the Ferris.
Saucer Country.
Oh, Saucer Country Ferris. Okay, there we go. They just broke them up on me. American Vampire is doing great. Scalped coming to an end.
Spaceman still rocking.
Why is there a new Swamp Thing trade paperback?
Because they did a hardcover of it, and now they're just doing a paperback of it.
Did they already have a paperback of it?
They did, but...
New trade dress.
Yeah, there's new trade, new cover designs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just a toy with you. New batch of Arkham City figures. Those sold well.
These ones looked even.
If one wanted to.
And I know you want this Batman black and white, right?
Detective mode variant.
Oh, that's Sam Keith?
Yeah.
This Batman, the most recent black and whites have really, they've been like, what can we get? What can we get? Who can.
No, they just did Cliff Chang and.
But like they have Sergio Argonis coming.
They're also doing Batmite, so yeah.
Man, okay. Getting that Omigami Raven.
No, I don't get any of those Omigami.
You Delvin IDW?
Quick Swamp Thing question.
Actually, we'll probably wrap up.
If one were, you know, seeing that they're doing these as soft cover instead of hard cover, would you start there with book one, or do you think it's worth starting with that Roots of Swamp Thing? Does Alan Moore, like, touch on any of that stuff, or does he just totally...
No, he just kind of takes it a different way.
Alan Moore knows where he is.
Yeah. I mean, I know, I have a rough idea of what he did.
The one nice thing about this book is that it starts at 20, where most of the other... Yeah, the hardcover does, but the previous paperback only started at 21, so you're actually not getting... It's weird, because his first issue is just wrapping up the previous story arc, but it's still not his first book. And it was funny, I know it was in, this is just going back to the Swamp Thing regular book, but it was funny how it was just pointed out on Bleeding Cool, but they've made a reference to all the previous creators on it. I've caught it reading it, and I thought that was really neat, even including Andy Diggle, who did the most recent run. It's just neat, like even just on the side of a motorcycle or on the barrel of a gun one had Alfredo Acala's name on it. And reference to all the previous people that worked on Swamp Thing. I think that's a real neat.
But story-wise, most of what Snyder's been touching on has been mostly Alan Moore stuff, right?
Personally, I would read it just because it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's always been one of those on my list to start.
Don't go beyond that Roots of the Swamp Thing, though, because then it gets into... They try to make him into a superhero, which kind of goes off the rails.
Fair enough.
Right, Nick? What?
It can happen.
So, I guess we'll do the rest of the stuff next week. I'll dive into IDW Image and the rest of the bulk. I'm shocked it was only 8 Hawkeyes. I thought there were going to be more Hawkeyes.
Well, you didn't count all the variant covers and stuff.
I was just talking about how many books he was in.
We're not done with previews.
Well, we're done with the Marvel previews. I was just...
There is a $500
statue.
Hawkeye is that cool. He might pop up. Well,
according to Bendis, Hawkeye's cool, so...
He's going to listen to this now, and he's going to send you an angry...
Oh, I'll probably get it. Yeah. I hope he's not in Dallas. Okay, guys. We'll talk at you later.
See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. A agenda for extinction. Bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. My movie court shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC